Should we lose track of time or should we keep track of time? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. I have an interesting topic for us today. Of course, our purpose here is comprehensible input for improving our listening skills, improving our mental image of the English language. Comprehensible input is the modern trend in language learning. For many, comprehensible input is the missing ingredient. Millions of people around the world studied English in school. They studied the grammar. They have a significant vocabulary, but they lack the input to put it all together. Comprehensible input for many people trying to learn English is the magical ingredient that was missing in the past, but is now readily available to you from many sources, including this channel. The Input English channel has only existed since August of 2024. It is not quite 2 years old yet. Despite the youth of this channel, many people have reported to me that they have watched all the videos in the video library. Many people have watched them more than once, and what they observe is that their level of English language skills have really improved. They can tell the difference. Now, this was not a quick solution to an old problem. This is not a hack. This is not a cheat code. No, this is just good, honest, comprehensible input. You watch a video or listen to a podcast, perhaps read a book, and if you understand the message in that content, your ability in that language will improve. So I started out with the question, should we lose track of time or should we keep track of time? The short answer is both. Now let's discuss. Let's start with, should we lose track of time? Losing track of time is an expression in English. It describes a very human experience, and you have probably had this experience. When we lose track of time, we are usually doing something enjoyable. We are usually doing something that challenges us a bit. We get the sensation that time flies. There's another expression in English that you hear from time to time. Time flies. Or time flies when you're having a good time. So these expressions, losing track of time, or time flies, describe a human experience. A sensation that time passes very quickly when we're enjoying ourselves, when we are engaged in something we like, something that's interesting. Now, the opposite of losing track of time is time drags on. Picture yourself uncomfortable, perhaps sick, very tired, with nothing to do. You're stuck in traffic, for instance. You're waiting for an appointment. You're waiting for something to happen. You're bored. In that circumstance, we get a sensation that time drags on. Thinking back to my experience in school, some classes seemed to take forever because they were boring, and other classes seemed to fly past in an instant because they were fun, they were engaging, they were interesting. For those of us using comprehensible input to acquire a language, in this case English, getting into that flow state when time flies while we're consuming input is very desirable. People report that it is very pleasant. When one compares comprehensible input for language acquisition to traditional methods of studying vocabulary and grammar, you would quickly conclude that it is the comprehensible input approach that would allow you to enjoy yourself and get into flow. With comprehensible input, if your input is well chosen, you notice that time flies. You lose track of time. That happened to me this morning. I put on some input in Spanish as I had breakfast and coffee. I found the content very engaging, very charming, very stimulating. It seemed like the blink of an eye, I had watched 1 hour of videos. I lost track of time. If you choose input that is too easy for your level, you will find it boring. It will be hard to maintain your focus on that input. It won't be able to get you into a flow state because it'll be boring. Boredom is not the best way to get into flow. If, on the other hand, the input you choose is too advanced and you don't understand the story very well, or you're frustrated that you don't know a lot of the words, you're missing a lot of the details, then that won't help you lose track of time either. The frustration and your lack of understanding of the story will prevent you from losing track of time. If you can find input that allows you to understand the story or understand the discussion, and if you find the story or discussion interesting, then you can lose track of time. And that is usually very pleasant. And for language learners, it is productive. Let's look at another scenario. You're doing a bunch of chores around the house. You're cleaning, neatening things up, putting things away, putting things in the proper location, and you're playing a podcast in the background. You're listening to a podcast in English. You're trying to get input while you're doing all these chores. If the chores are very repetitious, for instance, rinsing the dishes and putting them in the dishwasher, or unloading the dishwasher, those tasks don't require a lot of concentration. Vacuuming, for instance, sweeping, not too many decisions are needed for vacuuming or sweeping. But if, on the other hand, your mind is engaged in these chores, making a lot of decisions, like where to put things, what things should be thrown away, what things should be kept in a safe place, if you're making those kinds of decisions, you will find that your mind does not focus on the input. Your mind will be engaged in the decision-making that is required for your primary task. In this scenario, you're not going to lose track of time. You're not going to get into flow. You're just going to do this task, and you probably won't get much benefit from playing the input in the background. Maybe a little, but not very much. You won't lose track of time. I would conclude that we should strive to lose track of time. We should strive to use input that is at a level similar to our level of understanding, so that we can follow the story, follow the discussion, enjoy the process, and get into flow. If we do that, the use of comprehensible input becomes much more pleasant and easier for us to pursue. So what about the other statement I started with? Should we keep track of time? I said we should. For human beings, time is very valuable. We only get so much time. There's a saying in English that time is money. For me, I think time is more valuable than money. If we have a job, in which we're paid by the hour, we can convert our time into money. If we work an hour, we get paid an hour's worth of wage, whatever that might be. But once we have enough money to survive, most of us would prefer time to ourselves, time that we could use the way we wish. Time is very valuable to us. Language learning takes a lot of time. It doesn't matter how you try to learn a language, it always takes a lot of time. There are no quick fixes for language learning. Now, that is not what you're told online. That's not what you see on a lot of YouTube videos that explain that you can learn a language in a month or in 3 months. You can be fluent in a year. There are a lot of false claims about time versus language learning online. It doesn't take long for you to find evidence to support my statements here. Using comprehensible input, we do know from scientific investigation and from experience that time in contact with the target language with an appropriate level of comprehensible input correlates with progress acquiring that language. I have a video I published a while back entitled The 300-Hour Rule. I did an updated video describing what it was like when I attained 300 hours in German fairly recently. In those two videos, I pointed out that no matter where you start, if you add 300 hours of good comprehensible input to your program, you will be able to tell the difference. You will be able to sense the growth of the language, your mental image of the language in your mind. Your vocabulary will grow, and your understanding and appreciation of the grammatical structures will grow. I found this 300-hour rule or 300-hour phenomenon to be very helpful to me navigating my acquisition of Spanish and now German. People watching the Input English channel are not beginners. People watching this video know a lot of English, but the goal is to improve listening comprehension, perhaps improve pronunciation, perhaps improve a natural feeling for the grammar, how to construct sentences without trying to remember a lot of grammatical rules. I find that in conversation, in Spanish for instance, I have no use for grammar rules because I can't think about them and follow them quickly enough to participate in the conversation. The only grammar I can use is the grammar that I acquired from input. Since people watching these videos are not beginners, the 300-hour phenomenon will be very valuable because you will notice a big difference in your language skills if you add that much time in contact with English. If you add 1,000 hours to wherever you started, you will be extraordinarily impressed. This was my experience in Spanish, and I expect that this will be my experience in German. You might have noticed that I have not made any promises that with a given amount of input, you will attain fluency. If you want false claims about language learning, you're in the wrong place. I scrupulously avoid making false claims about this method or any method. You'll have to look for false claims elsewhere. The reason I keep track of my time with comprehensible input is it helps me navigate. It helps me know where I'm going. It helps me appreciate that I'm making progress. If you have to travel 100 miles and you know that you have already traveled 20 miles, it gives you a sensation of progress. That's what I get from keeping track of my time. So how do you do this? The answer is simple. Any way you want. You could start with a piece of paper and a pencil and make a list of the input you receive. I use the Notes app on my laptop computer. The left column is the date, the month, and day, followed by the source of that input, followed by a column that has the number of minutes or hours and minutes that I absorbed. The next column is the week total, so that has an entry every 7 days. And then the last column is the running total, and so I just update that every week. You could argue that I put a lot of time into keeping track of my time, but for me, it seems worth it. For me, I want to know that I have X number of hours in contact with the language. It helps me understand where I stand, and it helps me stay motivated. So I would conclude that for me, it is valuable to keep track of my time. I want to know how much input I have absorbed. I find it useful information. Related to this is the idea of gamification. In the online environment using applications, it is common to see tasks turned into games, and someone created the idea of a streak. This is featured prominently in the Duolingo platform. You have a streak. You have used that app every day for the past month or the past year. You have a long streak. And they use that to motivate people to continue using their app. Now, I don't recommend that anyone use Duolingo to learn English. I have at least one video on that topic. I think Duolingo is the opposite of what you should use. But they did create this idea of gamification and having a streak. So if you're keeping track of your time and you're getting, say, an hour of input every day, how do you deal with the day that you're too busy, too tired, too sick, or otherwise prevented from getting any input? Are you going to lose your streak? I would submit that a streak has no value. A streak is a concept created by an online platform to manipulate us to do what the platform desires, which is we should focus our valuable time on their platform. I see no value in streaks. However, my behavior using my metrics sort of parallels the streak. When I look at my records for the day and I see I've gotten the input I wanted, or if I look at my total for the week or the month and I see the total input I have received, I find it very encouraging and uplifting. Look at all the input I got. Wow. On the other hand, if I miss a day, or if I don't attain my desired metric on a given day, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. I'm not going to get upset about that. It is what it is. If you get the input, great. If you don't attain the goal for that day, then tomorrow is another day. It doesn't matter. You haven't quit. Missing a day, missing a week, it's nothing. It doesn't matter. So in terms of language learning, I think we should strive to lose track of time. That is, we should choose input at a level that allows us to get interested in it, get focused on the details of the story or the discussion. We should enjoy that input. perhaps get into a flow state and lose track of time. Time flies when you're having a good time. For me, I think keeping track of our time is useful. I really like knowing how much input I've received in a language. And going forward, every time I tackle a new language, I will keep a running total of the input I have received. I think it's a reasonable way to navigate this complex, gradual, and long-term project. And to a small degree, I have gamified my input. When I look at my input, when I look at the records of how much input I have received during the day or the week, I must say I enjoy it when I see that I have received the input that I had desired. I consider that a job well done. But on the flip side, if I miss a day or I miss a few days, I'm not going to get excited about that. It's not that big a deal. So I offered this today as food for thought. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.